Good afternoon. Welcome back. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. And I'm joined now by Dr. Milton Wolf, board-certified diagnostic radiologist and cousin of President Barack Hussein Obama. He's got a great piece in today's Washington Times in the commentary section, front page, Neutering Obama's Reelection Strategy. Failure of Gingrich's anti-capitalism attacks doesn't bode well for the president. Good afternoon, Dr. Wolf.
Greetings from the conservative holdout and Barack's own family. How are you today, Andy?
I'm doing just fine. First, you know, what a disappointment you must be to that family.
I am definitely the black sheep of the family.
All right. You claim the White House can't be happy with the reaction Gingrich received over his attacks on Romney. Why?
These have been some of the most phenomenal days of this election, and sometimes we kind of lose the forest for the trees watching our candidates go after each other on the Republican side, and that's fine. They should have a hearty debate against each other. But when we step back a little bit and look what just happened, we had Newt Gingrich followed by Rick Perry going after Mitt Romney for his days at Bain. Now, at Bain Capital, and I suspect both Perry and Gingrich would wish they wouldn't have, because Mitt Romney really rose to the challenge and defended capitalism, not just himself, but he actually defended capitalism. And you know what happened? The voters agreed with him. He just clobbered both Gingrich and Perry in New Hampshire. And the part that is satisfying to me is not necessarily what's going on between our candidates, but the overall situation here is that when someone attacked capitalism, or at least was perceived as attacking capitalism, the voters rejected them soundly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Gingrich really did sound like a liberal for a while. He was being attacked by a lot of people.
It's unfortunate. I'm glad to see that he has really kind of come to his senses, because there's so much to like about Newt Gingrich, and I realize that no candidate is perfect. There's, you know, the perfect candidate is a mythical species. They just don't exist.
Yeah.
But there's so much to like about him, and his record of conservatism in so many ways is very, very impressive. His accomplishments are astounding, and really, he's achieved some of the things that America desperately needs to achieve again, like balancing a budget. But when he went after Bain Capital, as opposed to going after Mitt Romney's record as a governor, I think he would say so even today, it was a mistake.
Yeah.
It was a mistake. Now, that's not to say that we can't examine the private life, at least in the private sector life of Mitt Romney at Bain Capital or anyone else. But when we start throwing around words like it's not fair, or in Rick Perry's case where we call it vulture capitalism, I'm so glad that he was just clobbered over the head for that, and he has since abandoned it, because he couldn't be more wrong in trying to describe venture capitalists as vulture capitalists.
You know, and it's so funny, because Perry, had he looked at it a little differently, he could have used that as an opportunity to gain some ground.
You know, he has such a good governing record. Why he would want to talk about anything other than the governing record, why he would want to go after what he calls these vulture capitalists, and he uses examples of a company that lost 150 jobs in Gaffney, South Carolina. Well, the reality was these people didn't lose jobs. They went from one company to another company. The county commissioner had later said, we didn't even really feel an economic impact. It was like a small business closing, but other ones opening in its place. And overall, the company that has since changed names several times employs in the thousands. And this is just the nature of business. We all understand that. Some ideas are viable, some companies are viable, and some are not. And the worst thing we can do, when a company is not viable, the worst thing we can do is keep propping it up, keep sending government subsidies their way, and have people stuck in these dead-end jobs of companies that can't survive unless the taxpayers are paying its bills.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that Gingrich, as you mentioned earlier, I think he may have learned his lesson here to some degree. I thought his performance at the debate the other night was outstanding.
You know, one for the record books. I mean, this will go down in the annals of American politics, the performance he had in that debate. And, in fact, my next column will be on that, and maybe we can chat about it. But one of the things that he did, to kind of preview that just a little bit, is I really think he took a selfless approach in that debate. And rather than trying to defend himself, or rather than trying to come up with excuses for the attacks on him, he put himself aside, and he stood up and he gave a full-throated, unapologetic defense of conservatism. And he, man, when he went up against Juan Williams just got hit by a Mack truck.
Yes, he did.
To stand in front of the gale force that is Newt Gingrich when he is defending conservatism, there are a few powers on earth that are stronger.
Yeah. It's very interesting because today I'm seeing more and more of the left responding to Newt running over of Juan Williams, as you say. They're claiming it's all racist. And now I got a roadmap today of where we're going heading into November. Everything is now going to be about race.
The race card has been overcharged. It is they've maxed it out. They have nothing else to go after you on. They go after you on race. People have been doing that against me since I have gone public, which I think is one of the most laughable things, because one of the realities is my family, beyond, of course, everyone knows the most prominent member of my family being Barack Obama, but my family looks like the United Nations, and I think we represent just about every continent on this planet, and some of these charges are just so laughable, and we've gotten to the point where they don't work. And if someone's going to throw out the charge of racism, it's the burden of proof is on them, because the reality is a false charge of racism can be every bit as damaging as actual racism.
Yep. At the end of the year, we've got to win this election. So here's my closing thought. Let's hope what you had to say in your column is heeded by the GOP candidates and ignored by your cousin.
Well, I'll tell you, they are absolutely going to go after this class envy, divide and conquer Americans. The Democrats are. They're going to try to make you resent your neighbor. They're going to try to make you feel like your neighbor should be paying your bills. And that's never been the American way. And this election should be not necessarily between two individuals, two imperfect individuals, whoever they may be. It should be between ideas, the ideas of our founding principles of limited government, constitutional fidelity, and embracing the free market.
Well said. Thank you. As always, Dr. Milton Wolf, have a great day.
Thank you, Andy.